This is Vacuum, recorded March 24, 2005. I recently got an invitation by Kate Raymond Waite, whose four obsession weblogs I read obsessively, to have an interview. So she sent along some interview questions. If you would like to participate in this blogging phenomenon, follow these simple steps. Leave me a comment or send me an email saying, please interview me. I will respond by asking you five questions on my blog or in email. They will be different questions than the one I asked below, so if they don't look like they match, don't worry. You will update your blog or send me email with the answers to the questions. You will include this explanation and an offer to interview someone else in the same post. When others comment asking to be interviewed, you will ask them five questions. And so, here we go. Kate asks, what fiction author would you like to have over for dinner, and what would you serve them? I'd have John Volker, otherwise known as Robert Traver, over for dinner. He'd bring along trout that he had just caught from a small pond in the UP. We'd cook it on the grill out back, wrapped in foil with a slice of lemon and a sprig of fresh dill. And I'd make boiled new potatoes with butter and parsley and a green salad with fresh tomatoes and basil and a garlicky vinaigrette. Is there one food that you associate with your childhood, and what memory does it trigger? Wild blueberries from the Jack Plain Pines in Marquette County, Michigan, though the exact location changes from year to year. The berries grow low to the ground, and there are lichens and pine cones making a wonderful smell on the hot, sandy soil. It reminds me of going through a bucket full of berries with my grandmother Inez Kay, and cleaning out all the little bits of wood and green berries and dandel that had accumulated in my earnest but imprecise picking efforts. It's a miracle any berries made it into the bucket. I must have been about 8 or 9 at the time. What is your favorite thing you have written? Is it published somewhere, or does it live modestly on your hard drive? I wrote an essay called What is Usenet? A Second Opinion about 14 years ago, back in the days before the World Wide Web and when the Internet was much smaller than it is now. Usenet was then what blogs are now, a way to connect with people all over the world about all sorts of topics. In those intervening 14 years, it's been reposted faithfully every month to the newsgroup News Announce New Users. It's a time capsule of sorts, since I don't keep it up to date. I remember the day I wrote it very clearly. I had been reading the first opinion on the topic. It made me mad enough to rebut it point by point. The actual writing time was under 30 minutes. Are you a sweet tooth or a salt tooth? Salt tooth. My favorite bagel is a salt bagel with cream cheese. I'm sure that's not healthy, so I don't do it all the time. But whenever I see a salt bagel in the coffee shop display case, I'm tempted. What is the most ambitious meal you've ever made? For Deb's birthday one year, Marcia Butler and I made a 7-course vegetarian Chinese meal. It was a day worth of shopping the day before to get all the ingredients, a day worth of chopping to get everything ready to cook. I was the sous chef, having learned my vegetable chopping skills from doing Sunday evening dinner cooking at Joint House Co-op at the University of Michigan. Thanks for listening to Vacuum. This is Edward Vilmetti for the Vacuum Group. Edward.Vilmetti@socialtext.com.